Paul Dirac arrived in Göttingen for the winter term of 1927, and he too rented a room in the Carrillo Villa.
Robert relished any contact with Dirac. "The most exciting time in my life," Oppenheimer once said, "was when Dirac arrived and gave me the proofs of his paper on the quantum theory of radiation." The young English physicist was perplexed, however, by his friend's determined intellectual versatility. "They tell me you write poetry as well as working at physics," Dirac said to Oppenheimer. "How can you do both? In physics, we try to tell people in such a way that they understand something that nobody knew before. In the case of poetry, it's the exact opposite." Flattered, Robert just laughed. He knew that for Dirac, life was physics and nothing else. By contrast, his own interests were extravagantly Catholic.
He still loved French literature, and while in Göttingen, he found time to read Paul Claudel's dramatic comedy Jeune Fille Violine, F. Scott Fitzgerald's short story collections, The Sensible Thing and Winter Dreams, Anton Chekhov's play Ivanov, and the works of Johann Hölderlin and Stefan Zweig. When he discovered that two friends were regularly reading Dante in the original Italian, Robert disappeared from Göttingen's cafes for a month and returned with enough Italian to read Dante aloud.
Dirac was unimpressed, grumbling, "Why do you waste time on such trash? I think you're giving too much time to music and that painting collection of yours."
But Robert lived comfortably in worlds beyond Dirac's comprehension, and so was merely amused by his friend's urgings, during their long walks around Göttingen, to abandon the pursuit of the irrational.